Peshtet Zayin, Dinei Bircha Soreach. Sif Aleph. First, this is discussing the halachas of making bracha on something we smell. It has a pleasant smell. Also, the halachas of Soreach Toiv, Ashigreach Toivim Shiriach. Just like one is not allowed to eat before makes a bracha, so we not only have the pleasure of smelling before he makes a bracha, and the smell. So if you're not making bracha, when he started smelling, he's still making bracha as long as he's still smelling, but once he stops, it's too late. But afterwards, you do not have to make a bracha at all, since the hanor is less of a hanor than food. Therefore, they were mistakenly brought before him, and not afterwards. Sometimes a person goes out of his house and smells a very sweet smell, especially in the springtime, the different things that are flowering, they have good smells. So the halacha says that if you go through a field that has a good smell from the flowers or whatever else it has in it, then you can make a bracha on that also. Chazish has a suffix about it. Could be treated as something that's not oimed for smelling purposes, and therefore you would not make a bracha on it. The pashas, if it's in someone's garden, so that's part of the idea. Something near the house is made for all the different animals you can have it from it. Then one can make a bracha. If you go out of your way to smell and get close to the tree and smell, it's also good enough. Sif Bei, Im Zeh Sheyosim Menu Areyach Eitz, Hoi Min Eitz Mavoch Par Atzeh Abisom. The thing that has a good smell grows on the tree, then you make a bracha Atzeh Abisom. Eitz is something that is grows from one year to the next. You don't have to plant it every year. Eitz Min Eitz, Vim Hoi Eitzeh Mavoch Is based on. If it's something that you have to plant every year, then it's called an Asif, and you make part is based on. In any loy Asif, the loy an Asif, it's neither of the two, can go in Hamusk. Vav boine minis omni. Musk is something that has a pleasant smell, it comes from some type of animal, if you make a boine minis omni. The whole discussion is about eat it, if it's considered something coming out of a balsad, and therefore one should not use it as spice in this food, even though many opinions are makum. If it fell into the tasha, it fell into your food, and you have six cooking eggs, then the Mishra brings it. One can be mad. Yeah, and while you have pre roi lachila, mevach and leitin lechem l'peiris. If it's a fruit that is edible, then a person will make a leitin reach toy l'peiris. And immediately, you should offer a reach for it. You make the bracha if you took it to smell from it. Oy, la'achla l'riyachbo. La'achla l'achla, la'in iskava l'riyachbo, y'afalti, sh'ma l'riyachto, y'in mufa. Fruit that has a good smell, and you didn't take it for the smell, you took it to eat it. It happened to be that you did smell it, then you would not make a bracha on it. Of course, there's a rule that something that's not made for smelling, you'll make a bracha on it. See, the Siddush is that sometimes people take it for smelling, sometimes not. If your intention was not take it for smelling purposes, then don't make a bracha on it. Whenever you make a bracha on anything, in this case for the smell, you should hold it in your hand before you make the bracha. And if you have two things in front of you, one that has a smell, another thing you can eat, you should first make the bracha on the one that you are eating. You should hold it in your right hand when you make the bracha because it's more kosher.